Mary is calling from Cincinnati.
Hi, Dr. Sherman.
Hi, Mary.
I want to know if you think black walnuts are safe to eat with cirrhosis of the liver. I know that they contain a little bit of vitamin A and that jugulone, and so I searched online, and it said, you know, people need to be vigilant if they eat black walnuts and have cirrhosis, but what's your intake on that?
You know, I did look this up. I saw your question on my queue here, and I did look this up, and they find that, yeah, black walnuts can cause gastrointestinal upset, kidney damage, and liver damage. And if the black walnuts have a 10% tannin level or more, then, yeah, you're more at risk. Now, I know black walnuts are a common remedy for parasites, you know, in the GI tract, and that can be, you know, part of the benefit is because it does become toxic, you know, to those organisms. So, but I would say the answer is no. I would say there's other things that might be helpful, and by the way, the liver is one of the organs that you can regenerate. So even with cirrhosis of the liver, taking milk thistle, taking lipotrophic factors, that can help to rebuild your liver function.
Okay. And perchlorate, perchlorate, if you found that was high on your Great Plains laboratory test, from their testing called GPL-Tox. Do you think that's something that you're exposed to recently that made it high, or you think that can kind of like build up in your system? The water I use.
Could you spell that again?
It's perchlorate. I might be saying it wrong, but it's found in rocket fuel, missiles, fertilizers, bleach, water.
Oh, yes. You know, that's something that you would need to detoxify using sauna therapy and again, liver cleansing. So I'm sorry, we're going to have to end the show now, Mary, but I really, really appreciate your call. Hope that helps.